It's always great to have Lee Strobel on the broadcast with us, but I've never been more excited to have Lee Strobel with us than I am today because of a product that I have in my hand for the very first time. It's three films on DVD in a three-film DVD collection that is absolutely crucial for the modern Christian today. It deals with the historical Jesus, the case for faith, and the case for a creator. And if you've ever wondered whether this is relevant, you've got to tune in not only today, but also tomorrow, because our faith is under attack. You have John Dominic Crossan, who is virtually ubiquitous on television and radio and documentaries today, saying that Jesus Christ was never resurrected from the dead, that his body was thrown into a shallow grave, barely covered by dirt, and then eaten by wild dogs that roamed the execution grounds. In fact, according to John Dominic Crossan, when he hears Christians talk about resurrection, he hears hope, but not history. And not only are the attacks coming from without, the attacks on historical Jesus are coming from within. Think about Rob Bell, an emergent church leader, who says that if Jesus had a real earthly biological father, and his name was Larry, and if archaeologists find Larry's tomb, and they do DNA samples, and they prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virgin birth was really just a bit of mythology that the gospel writers threw in to appeal to Mithra, we would essentially not lose any significant part of our faith, because it's all about how we live. Or think for a moment about Peter Jennings. He's passed on now, but he was famous in television documentaries for the notion that Christians have faith, and we're going to be talking about that with Lee, but reporters have facts. And so he perpetuated the Enlightenment's false dichotomy between faith and reason. Some of you may well remember something I said on the broadcast within the last couple of weeks. We have James Watson. He's not just some old guy out there carping against Christianity. This is a guy who won a Nobel Prize, a guy who was a co-discoverer of the structure of DNA, who says that Charles Darwin will eventually be seen as a far more significant figure in the history of human thought than either Jesus Christ or Muhammad. Or Richard Dawkins, who said just last week in the Wall Street Journal that evolution is the creator of life, it's the greatest show on earth, the only game in town, and evolution is God's redundancy notice. It's his pink slip. God is not dead, says Dawkins. He's never been alive in the first place. And if you meet someone who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, these are his words, insane, or wicked. Or Karen Armstrong, who fully buys into Darwinian evolution, which, by the way, is not based on equality, but inequality. But Karen Armstrong says, what of the pain that Darwin unveiled? What of death and racial extinction? Well, her answer is the notion of God is a myth, but it's a good myth because it's a coping mechanism. Even though Darwin was right, we evolved from the primordial slime, that everything is based, fatalistically determined on brain chemistry and genetics. It doesn't matter because the Bible, it's a myth. It helps you cope with the reality that Darwin unearthed. So it's a good psychology book. Not true, but it's a helpful myth. And I've just scratched the tip of the proverbial iceberg. There's a mass of ice looming under the water. And if that's true, all the more reason. Lee Strobel's timely three films on DVD in your hands today. Now, I want to say, before I bring Lee on, why? It's because if you're like me, you have family members, friends, coworkers, you have children going off to university, you've got kids in grade school, and presently an education czar who has complete disdain for religion. Now, that's not something I'm saying, it's something he's saying. And kids growing up in this milieu should not be defenseless because we have some of the most powerful defensive and offensive weapons that have been beautifully produced for you in films that you have to see to believe. Compelling, case-closing information that is intoxicating to watch. I mean, I've watched these things before, and every time again, I think, why haven't I been watching them once every month? And now we have a three-DVD package that encapsulates these films in one product. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how else to tell you, but if you don't have it, get it. If you have it, get it for somebody else. It is life transformational, and it's available. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.